We're celebrating the art and power of music all this month, thanks to the support of the State Theater in Portland, Ford Murray Law, and listeners like you. This is Music That Moves Me.
I wanted to talk about A Love Supreme by John Coltrane. As a kid, I was an aspiring young maker of things. You know, I wanted to be a writer or an artist or something like that. There was all this beauty and chaos and emotion in the world, and somehow I wanted to show it to people and make them feel it the way I felt it. When I listened to A Love Supreme, I knew that whatever it was that I was trying to do, this was it. Inside my head for years was kind of, it was this frightening chaos of disorganized thoughts that I somehow needed to get a hold of. And listening to, you know, later Coltrane, that was like an expression of the reality of things, you know, screaming sounds and frightening thoughts. And when I listened to this particular album, this was like a vision of succeeding at being me. You know, life is scary. Anything could happen. The most beautiful expressions in abstract art forms can often be an expression of this very thing, that there are unregulated desires in the world, and things are beautiful that should be frightening, and things are frightening that should be, you know, comforting. And yet, somehow, at the same time, we make great things happen for ourselves. I don't know if any teenagers grow up not scared, because that's part of it. For me, the fabric of life and thoughts, taboos and emotions and beauties, it was all up for grabs. It was all in question for me, in my head. Struggling with obsessive thinking, you know, hard patterns of thought. Used to spend hours in my room just trying to work through my thoughts and assure myself that they were all okay. You know, when you have obsessive compulsive disorder, oftentimes, You arrange your thoughts into categories to negate the taboo ones, the dangerous ones. And then once you get them in place, everything's okay. The idea that you can control these thoughts just means that you can go on living. At a certain point, of course, in my life, I just learned to stop doing that. But at the time, I was definitely in the grips of it. And music like this was like a reflection of what was going on inside of my head. Love supreme, love supreme, love supreme, love supreme, love supreme. I'm 37 now. When you get older, your mind quiets in certain ways, and you have to be a little bit more lazy about the underpinnings of things because you have to get things done, I suppose. But it's nice to even now have a reminder of how terrifyingly beautiful things are every once in a while. And that's why it's great to have wonderful music. My name is Michael Jack Pasden. I live in Kittery, Maine. I own and operate the Wallingford Dram Cocktail Bar. And this is Music That Moves Me.
All of our Music That Moves Me contributions are archived at mpbn.net, where you can share your own musical memory. Visit mpbn.net for all the details.